This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. Our next guest has been with us in the past. He's quite a guy, and I've got a show on TV that is absolutely sensational. It's been going on for years and years and years, called The Pawn Shop. Rick Harrison's going to be joining us. Tim Kennedy is here. He's a Green Beret MMA fighter, and he's got a brand new book out that is fascinating, called Scars and Stripes. And then a gentleman by the name of Baratunde Thurston with a brand new show on public broadcasting, and we'll close things out on the second hour with Diana Scudder talking about being prepared for hurricane season, started June 1st. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily when we come back. My first guest this second hour from the pawn shop, Rick Harrison.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. And hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, in the 30 years that we've been doing the show, I think maybe once we had our next guest with us, and I have to tell you, me, like millions of people across this country, certainly know the show that he is part of, and a major part he is, the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, the pawn shop store with over 500 episodes under their belt over there in my favorite city, Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining us right now. How is Rick Harrison? Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great.
I meant what I said before we went on the air. I love this show, but here's the thing. I am in such a cluster of millions, it's unbelievable. Before we talk about what we want to talk about today, including the new season of the Pawn Shop, did you ever think that this is going to take off? This is like Americana now. It's like Chevrolet and apple pie.
Yeah, I mean, I pitched the show for years, and everyone told me no one's ever going to want to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop, and now 17 seasons in, and I think the reason why the show's been going on for so long is because it's always been a family show. Yeah. I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
Well, I'll tell you something. You hit it right on the nose. My son, my youngest son, who's, you know, like 40 years old, when he went to Vegas, I said, did you go see, you know, a show at the MGM Grand? You go to Celine Dion show? He said, Dad, I just went to the pawn shop. I didn't care about those other things. Who the heck cares about those other things? But it's such a great combination. You could do that show and not have the chemistry that you guys have. I mean, that is the hook.
Yeah, I guess, like I say, it's comfort food television, okay? It's, I think people love to learn, and they just don't like to learn from a professor looking down his nose at you. They like to learn from like your uncle, and I make sure people laugh a little bit when they're learning, and it's just a great experience, and that's why you know, people can sit there, you know. It's the best rerun numbers of any show on cable. I mean, because people can just sit there for an hour or two and watch the show and, you know, just have a good time the entire time. And young people don't even realize they're learning something.
Yeah, and I'm always of the theory that if you teach somebody through entertainment, they'll learn better than if you sit them down and say, let me tell you what this is all about. But I tell you the one thing that I really respect what you do and how it conveys to the audience. That is, a lot of times when you hear a joke, someone starts to tell you, I heard that. You could watch the reruns knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what, if you're going to turn it down or buy it, and still watch it like it was the first time. That is a unique capability.
Yeah, and I, you know, and like, it's weird because I didn't know you had, everyone always told me I was a great storyteller. It just turns out I guess I am.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works. I know you got 500 episodes, which is sensational. You're starting a brand new season here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I miss your dad. What a guy.
He was an amazing guy. He was, you know, 20 years in the Navy. He loved this country like no tomorrow. He was an amazing father. I was really, really blessed by having him as my dad.
And I love the fact that he liked those big cars because it reminded me of my father, too. Let's talk about HistoryCon. Now, A&E, History Channel, is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Boy, you know you're getting old when you hear statistics like that. And they're putting on a huge event, the Pasadena Convention Center, called HistoryCon. Tell us about it, Rick.
It's actually really cool. It's their 25th anniversary, so they decided it's something like Comic-Con, except it's HistoryCon, and we have a ton of talent from history is going to be there. There's going to be Danny Coker from Counting Cars, so the people from Swamp People, some people from American Pickers. I'm going to be there. Corey's going to be there, and a whole slew of other people. And they're going to have all these interactive displays on American history, and there's going to be speakers there on American history. And you know, I'm going to be on, like, you can get autographs and pictures with all the celebrities. You can get I'm going to be like speaking to the crowd. I'm going to be talking about history and along with a bunch of other people. So it's going to be a really, really fun, nerdy weekend.
Well, you know, we had a couple of weeks ago, I think it was last week on the show, Doris Kearns Goodwin, the world-renowned presidential historian, because I'm a kind of a presidential historian myself with a replica of the Oval Office in my home with the Resolute desk and everything. But she's going to be there, is she not? And she's going to be actually,
she's going to be there speaking, which is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
She, you know, she did the miniseries on George Washington, which I personally think is one of the most amazing men in the history of the world. He was just a fascinating guy and like the most moral person the world has ever seen. And there's just so many weird little facts about him people don't know. Like, he was the richest man in the United States.
I didn't know that.
He was literally, if you go by percentage of GDP of his net worth when he died, he was worth $25 billion.
No kidding. And I'm talking about me being a presidential historian. I didn't know that. No kidding. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he was a brilliant land speculator because, you know, when he was young, he was a surveyor.
Yeah.
So he would buy large tracts of land and subdivide them.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly who should get what, what he should sell certain parts of land for. And he had so much land when he died, he was worth approximately worth $1 million in gold coin.
You think he'd have bought real teeth with all that money? I mean, why go for balsa wood when you could have porcelain? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his teeth only had, there was probably, the only wood in them was a few dowels.
Oh, okay.
So the rest of it was carved animal teeth and gold and some porcelain, I believe. Really don't know because his teeth were stolen years ago.
Did you think that when you got into this pawn business that you were going to be such an authority on history? I mean, you had a pretty good gig before you went into business with your dad, making a couple $1,000s a week as a fake Gucci salesperson.
Yeah, that and, pops up. I did that when I was like 16 years old. I mean, I had a lot of health issues when I was a kid. There'd be times where I couldn't walk for over a week.
Really?
And, well, you know, my dad's in Vietnam. My mom's trying to sell real estate at the site. We didn't have a lot of money. And back in the 70s, there was nothing on TV for a kid to watch during the day. So, my mom would go to the library and get me books. And I fell in love with history when I was like 8 years old, and been reading ever since.
Well, and I tell you something, you know your stuff when it comes to looking at that artifacts that people bring in. Are you from Las Vegas, Rick?
No, I was born in North Carolina. You know, my dad was in the Navy, so I ended up growing up in San Diego, and we moved to Vegas in 81.
The History Con, we'll go back to that, at Pasadena Convention Center. That is, of course, open to the public, but how do you get tickets for it?
You go to historycon.com, you can get tickets, or you can buy tickets the day of the event. But like I said, I think it's going to be something really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can go down there, you can learn about American history, you can meet everybody. I hope they turn this thing into an annual event because people in this country just need to learn more about American history, and just figuring out fun ways to do it is absolutely great.
Well, I think that's very necessary in today's society. You know, we watch things that are on TV today, even in politics, but I'm always of the assumption that, you know, if you don't know history, you're going to make the mistakes over and over and over again, and, you know, you're going to make enough by yourself, let alone not knowing what happened in the past. My father used to tell me, you'll never buy more than one convertible. Well, it took me about eight. It took me about eight to prove them right. But, you know, you got to learn these things. But if you know history, you can kind of, you know, judge what you're going to do in the future by the mistakes of the past.
I mean, and people really, you know, just if you understand the American history and how this country was formed and how amazing the men were who did it. You know, because remember, if we weren't successful, they would have all been hung.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Risked every single thing they had. I mean, look at George Washington, the richest man in the United States. He could have had just the most amazing life and lived in the lap of luxury, okay? But he risked every single thing he had so people would have a better life.
Yeah. Well put, well put. Well, Rick, I got to tell you something. I will repeat what I said earlier. I am a big fan of the show, but, of course, I'm not alone. You don't get 500 episodes under your belt and go into a new season this month without an enormous viewing audience, and you guys got it, and I'm very, very happy for all of you and the whole family. And, of course, the History Con is going to be taking place, as we mentioned, the Pasadena Convention Center. Would you do me a favor, Rick? Would you come back and join us again? You're a great guest, and I love the show.
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And we'll be watching a season number, is it 18 now?
Season 17, that's on right now.
17, wow, congratulations. And maybe we'll see you out in Pasadena, okay?
All right, I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks,
bye.
Rick. All right, bye-bye. Our special guest has been Rick Harrison. I really like this show, and I like him. He's a nice man. And, of course, it's Pawn Stars celebrating the 25th anniversary of the History Network, and they're going to be having a big History Con at Pasadena Convention Center. You can meet Rick Harrison and the whole crew there. Stick around because hour number two is just getting started. Our next guest is Tim Kennedy, a Green Beret and MMA fighter with a new book called Scars and Stripes. Baratunde Thurston with a new show on PBS. And we're going to be talking about hurricane preparedness with Diana Scudder. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgie today, live all across the USA and around the world. I am very anxious to talk to our next guest. He is quite a man. He has a memoir that's called Scars and Stripes, an unapologetically American story of fighting the Taliban, UFC warriors, and himself. He is a Green Beret sniper, former MMA fighter. He also starred on the History Channel's Hunting Hitler, with great show, and Discovery's Hard to Kill. He owns Ranger Up, a premium apparel company, and Sheepdog Response, a tactical training company. Joining us right now is Tim Kennedy. Hi, Tim. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Man, I'm amazing. Thanks for having me.
When I started reading about what is in this book, I was really blown away, because this is a book, as I think the title alludes to, that is about failures are not acceptable. You know, you got to march on even after a failure, because that's no other choice. People just sometimes get to a failure and they get a dead end, and it's all over for them at a very young age. And that addresses this issue. Tell us a little bit about your military background before we talk a little bit about the failure that you had prior to your success.
I mean, there's been failure all along my whole entire life. You know, from even an infant, like a newborn child, my heart was failing. The doctor was trying to convince my parents to do an open heart surgery on me. I was a small, feeble kid growing up. So, you know, I've never had any easy moment. And I think when people like look at me as an MMA fighter and as a Green Beret and as a sniper, and you see this guy fighting for world championships and main event fights in the UFC, they don't realize all of the struggle along the way. And really, like, all the struggle is the thing that defined, you know, who I am.
May I talk about some of the down points? I know you talked about your serious illnesses, but you are also tackled a bull with bare hands. You jumped out of airplanes, you've been in the ocean, you've traveled the world hunting poachers, human traffickers, and the Taliban. But you had a time there when you got kicked out of the police department, the fire department, also the EMT. You had two women pregnant within 4 days apart, and you were beaten up by Special Forces colleagues for quite simply being a jerk. And now you turn yourself around and say, look, I'm going to end all this stuff, and you go on to have a life that is unbelievable, building a school in Texas for the elementary kids, creating two multimillion-dollar businesses, a hero. And I think sometimes people give up, as we mentioned in the introduction. You never did.
No, there's plenty of failure still in and around. You know, even the high moments when those two women were pregnant, looking at the beach and taking all my clothes off and walking out into the ocean. You know, I was a top 10 ranked fighter on the planet at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even though, like, I'm on top of the world, where a lot of people wish that they were as an athlete, you know, I was still a terrible person. So I'm still struggling through lots of stuff and still trying to figure out how to be a better man and be a better human. And this is, that's what this journey is kind of all about, you know?
How do you feel when you were writing these memoirs? Was it psychologically a healing process, or was it difficult?
No, it was very hard. Yeah, I was really surprised with how difficult it was. You know, I had to really stop. And when I was recording the audiobook, for example, there were three paragraphs that, man, it took me like a week to read three paragraphs. You know, it was hard. To sit there in that kind of isolation of the audio studio and listen to my own thoughts and relive some of the worst and darkest moments of my life. Process of writing, you know, you're essentially, with every word, you're putting your mistakes in black and white for the whole entire world to see, and for people that judge you and hate you off of not just the way that you write, but the things that you write about. And it was scary to kind of put it all out there.
Tim, what was the turning point? At which point did you said that you just laid back and said, you know what, this isn't working the way it is? How difficult, and what made that turning point come to fruition?
Man, I don't know if I've turned. You know, like, I still make plenty of mistakes, and I'm still trying to be a better person. I'm still trying to be a good husband. I'm still trying to be a good dad. I'm still trying to be a good teammate. I'm still trying to be a good employer. I think, like everybody, like, there's no movie moment where the hero, you know, steps out of the phone booth and opens his jacket and he's Superman. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just human, and we're still working through it. I think a lot of people, when they read veteran books especially, there's like this expectation of these words of wisdom that are going to be imparted at the end of every chapter. Like, that's not what this book is. This book is really failure after failure and struggle after struggle. And you, as the individual, like, you need to read and derive your own lessons learned from this and how you can be a better person.
Mm-hmm. Did the health situation affect all of this? And how is your health now? I mean, as a youngster, if you had some heart issues, I'm sure that played into the equation. Maybe, maybe not, but I would assume it could. How do you feel now, and how do you become a Green Beret with the health problems you had as a child? I mean, that in itself is an accomplishment.
You work really hard, first of all. You don't quit, and you try and find every way and every opportunity to be a little bit better. I definitely struggled as an athlete. You know, I struggled as a Green Beret. It's such a disservice when people, you know, see me shirtless in a UFC fight, right? And I have like abs on top of abs, and I look like a Adonis Greek god. Do you understand how much work went into that, and like how much failure and how much struggle? You know, like, there's no athletic predisposition about me. I am, and I have never been a particularly gifted athlete. The only thing that you've seen that has been present and constant is this determination to be kind of the best version of myself.
Was it good therapy to write this? I mean, you get a lot of stuff off your chest. A lot of times when you put it down on paper, kind of like get it off your chest. I know a lot of times when I get mad at somebody, rather than calling on a phone, I'll write something down, and then I say, maybe the heck with it. Was it like that, or was it difficult?
No, it was difficult. Yeah, there's no moment where I was like, yeah, this is easy. No, it was, my therapy is definitely a cathartic approach of doing things like working out and running and rucking, working in my shop, you know, riding motorcycles with my son. Those are the moments where I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Reliving my darkest moments. Those not so good.
You know, I think the takeaway from this book, and I think you've mentioned it in the past, is that you will learn that failure isn't the end, but rather it's the first step towards unearthing the best version of yourself. People look at me today and they say, boy, you know, this guy is doing okay. But they don't realize that it takes a lot of bumps to get to a location in your life where you might be looking a lot better than what you were several years back. I can attest to that, Tim, and have empathy with you, because that is indeed the situation, and I give you a lot of credit for bringing that to the light.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth right there. You know, getting out, figuring it out, struggling, those are really the moments that define who and what we are.
Right, right. Where can we go to get the book?
And the book's available everywhere that books are sold.
Scars and Stripes, an unapologetically American story of fighting the Taliban, UFC warriors, and himself, Tim Kennedy. Tim, great information, very motivating, and I think one that a lot of people should read if they feel, and I think the majority of people have come to this conclusion at one point or another during their life, that they have failed somewhere along the line. I thank you for writing it and invite you to join us again.
Man, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, and I'm going to keep writing.
Okay, and thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Tim Kennedy has been our guest. Fascinating story of a man who, like a lot of us, have gone through very tough times, but he found a way to correct it, and he's back on the road to success, and I think it's a good read for everyone hearing our voices. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Emotions are charged on both sides of the abortion debate one day after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Crowds gathered in Washington and elsewhere around the country. One demonstration on Friday night took a dangerous turn of events.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. I'm very excited about a new show that's going to be premiering on Tuesday, July 5th through August 9th at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on PBS, PBS.org, and the PBS video app. It is hosted by a New York Times best-selling author, a podcaster, and an outdoor enthusiast. Joining us right now is Baratunde Thurston.
Good to be here with you, Ron.
Well, welcome to the show. And I must tell you
Thank you.
You need to be in radio because you have the voice for it, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm in radio's cousin, podcast. I do dabble in the audio arts.
And rightfully so, too. I'm excited about this show, America Outdoors with Baratunde Thurston. This is very interesting. This talks about what it means to us to enjoy the outdoors. And it's, you know, doing crazy things like wilderness pilots flying below the rim in Idaho, coal miners turned beekeepers in Appalachia. The mention of this is sensational, and it shows characters whose outdoor lives are actually shaped by where they live. Tell us about it, Baratunde.
I mean, you just gave a great overview, and even the pieces you cited, it remind me of the great range that we have in this show. Lori McDonald, McNichols, our pilot, our bush pilot, who flies below the rim. She delivers mail. She helps rescue people. She trains some of our military as well in flying below radar and in really close quarters and in canyons where the winds and the lift and the heat trails and all that are very unique in that environment. She let me drive her plane around the airport. I couldn't fly it because we didn't have enough insurance to send me up in the air, but I got to drive it. I got to drive a plane, and I felt really proud of that. So, yeah, the point of this show is to highlight a diverse set of Americans and our relationship to the outdoors. It's people who live in the outdoors, who work in the outdoors, who play in the outdoors, and I think, you know, by exploring that connection, we can explore what it means to be American, and we can explore how to be American in healthier and more connected weight, because the outdoors can be a common ground that we come to across all these different divisions that we're constantly experiencing.
I think this is a great idea, fascinating approach to this. And you know, you're right. I sometimes forget that many people's personalities, way of life, how they confront things, what they do for a living, how they enjoy themselves, many times are predicated on where they live. And I never thought of that before. And that's what, I guess, makes us so diversified because, you know, I'm here in Orlando. There's a way of life that I didn't have when I used to live in Pennsylvania 31 years ago. And it's all because of environment.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I spent time with this fifth generation rancher in Idaho, Martin Black. He's the driest man I've ever met, literally and figuratively. And he sits on about 1,000 acres, and he's like, "Yeah, back east, your trees are too close. You know, you can't see a distance. I like to see far. I like to see people coming. You know, he doesn't want anybody sneaking up on him." And there's something about the land shaping his personality. And I think, you know, the deepest version of this I encountered on the show were with indigenous communities. I spent time with Ojibwe and Anishinaabe people up in northern Minnesota doing their rice harvest, the Manumin harvest. And the way you collect that food, it's a ritualistic process. It's, you know, many of us, our connection to food is through money, right? It's through a market. We go to a store, and some of us don't even go to stores anymore. We exert a minor amount of energy to lift our phones, right? And yell at it, you know, "Give me some food!"
Right.
You know, and scream the name of an audio assistant to provide us with sustenance. And that is the very opposite of getting in a canoe and dragging it out through a marsh and using what looked like drumsticks to have the reeds bent over the boat and knock against those reeds and gently shake loose the rice grains that want to break free, but not so much that you destroy the ability of this area to grow more rice for the next season. Oh, there's literally a rhythm to it. I felt like I was in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And my jamming bandmates were, you know, the fellow humans in the boat, but also these rice paddies, these reeds, these fish in the water, the wind. It was very connected experience. It's a type of experience some people describe when they've had like a different kind of a drug experience, but this is just a very natural, just time outside experience. So there's a lot of that happening in this show in completely different ways to what I just described. And that's what I love about it. There's something for everybody in it.
How many different locations and how far away were they that you had to go to in order to complete this venture?
Yeah, these are good questions. So we have 6 episodes, one location per episode.
Wow.
Death Valley was a location, Idaho, the L.A. area, Appalachia, the Tidewater region, outside the DMV area, you know, Chesapeake Bay, eastern shore of Maryland, and Minnesota, mostly central and northern Minnesota, up to kind of the boundary waters. So we've got West Coast, we've got East Coast, we've got central time zone, we've got the kind of the northern border. There's so much more to explore. The closest we get to Florida is North Carolina. We got very swampy, so we got Florida-like dampness. Just the dampness of Florida air, I could feel it from as far away as North Carolina.
Yeah.
But the beauty is there's nothing repeated. There's so much more. And we could have gone to these same places that we went to and told different stories in each one of them. So the show, I think we featured about 50 people I got to interact with over the course of this series.
You know, one thing about the show is that, you know, you're doing 6 episodes. You could do 1,000 episodes. I mean, the material is endless. I mean, it could go on for perpetuity because there's so many different places to go and so many different varieties of outdoors living and how people make a life. And a lot of times I watch TV and I tell my wife, you know, what do these people do for a living? Because they never seem to like get up and go someplace. And what they do for a living, and of course in many areas of the world, is just look for food. That's their job.
Yeah, there's, I think there's hopefully a strategy to designing a show that could have infinite seasons.
Right.
So let's hope for, I said infinite seasons. So yeah, we could definitely tell many seasons worth more of the show. And we're also doing a digital companion series on YouTube to extend the life, and I'm producing that right now as well. So there'll be something for everyone everywhere, because there's a lot of stories to tell about Americans and our connection to the outdoors, and it intersects with a lot of themes that I think can be difficult or painful for us to talk about sometimes. You know, we don't necessarily want to talk about the doom and gloom and fear associated with climate change. We don't know how to acknowledge the price of land and how that's gotten out of hand in so many places.
Right.
It's not just New Yorkers flooding the zone. It's like money is flooding the zone in so many places, and development and what that means for land. Talking about indigenous land rights can be very challenging. Talking about sexism in the outdoors and adventure sports can be really challenging. And just sustainable farming practices or non-sustainable farming practices. But we get to explore all that through this show. And what I like about it is that we're doing it with Americans, like in America. It's not from a tower somewhere. I'm not in a studio with like shiny glass desk opining on America. I'm getting out there. I'm getting bit by these mosquitoes with Americans, you know, talking about all this stuff. And it's just a more fun conversation, even when it's hard, when you're doing it on shared ground.
Sure. Quite a talent. Emmy-nominated host who had worked for The Onion, produced for The Daily Show, advised the Obama White House, wrote a New York Times bestseller, How to Be Black, executive producer, creator, and host of How to Citizen with Baratunde, and, of course, The America Outdoors with Baratunde Thurston is a new 6-part travel and adventure series. It premieres Tuesdays, July 5th through August 9th, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, but check local listings. It's going to be on PBS, PBS.org, and the PBS video app. Baratunde, I got to tell you something. You're a fascinating guy. I wish you'd come back and join us again sometime. Much luck for the show. I hope it goes on forever, my friend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for this time. I'd be happy to return. I've enjoyed this conversation, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you being on, and again, good luck with the show.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Baratunde Thurston has been our guest, and I certainly hope that I've pronounced your name correctly, because it's a very unusual name, but I love the pronunciation of it. Baratunde Thurston. You know, one of my guests that appears many times is one of the hosts of the American Ninja Warriors, and his name is Agbar Barjamia Mila. It took me like 6 years to figure that out. I say it every night before I go to
bed just like a prayer.
You don't count sheep, you count egg bar.
I call egg bar. Thanks, Baratunde. And there's more to come with Ron Zeggie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, as of June 1st, the 2022 hurricane season is here. And NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is predicting that it becomes the seventh consecutive above-normal hurricane season. Not the news that you want to hear, okay? And joining us right now is the Vice President of Global Operations for Verizon Wireless, our friend Diana Scudder. Hi, Diana. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, that isn't really good news to hear that this is going to be another above-normal hurricane season. And no matter how much we prepare, it just seems sometimes it's still a shocker. We never know what Mother Nature is going to do. So what can we do from the standpoint of staying safe? And by that standpoint, I mean, mean, letting people know, you know, some way, some shape, some form, when this thing is coming and how first responders can react quickly. Because when communications break down, man, you're back in the Stone Age.
Sure. Well, you know, in crisis situations, communication is critical and reliability is in our DNA. So we build the Verizon network for reliability and work 24/7 during these events because we know that in times of crisis, it's critical for customers to be able to reach their loved ones and the resources they need.
Well, one of the things I think that has enhanced this issue even further is the fact that a lot of people now are working remotely. And I know in my particular industry, the broadcasting industry, when something goes down in the network or communications, and not only is it unsafe, but in many cases it ruins the business too, the continuity of it, because, you know, before if you were in an office, you just stayed in the office until everything passed. Now you're working remotely. How does that affect what you do?
Well, it's important, like you said, from all the remote work these days, that business continuity is critical. So, you know, make sure business owners need to make sure that they have contact information updated and readily available, including their at-home information for remote workers and branch information for satellite offices, and ensure backup plans are in place in case they need to shift work for their work-from-home employees in a storm-impacted area if they have to evacuate their home or their home loses commercial power. The Verizon suite of business solutions provides continuity of service for customers. So as businesses launch their in-office and at-home hybrid operations, now is a great time to assess readiness plans ahead of the storm.
What type of technical advancement do you have to put in place to ensure that? Because it's certainly something that takes a lot of forethought, and even when you do that, you probably don't catch all the hiccups that could happen. That's just from experience that you have to know what could possibly happen in the case of a hurricane situation whereby weather is not only dangerous to our health but and safety, but to our homes and, you know, personal assets.
Well, that's a good question. So Verizon maintains a fleet of over 500 portable assets, including fully functional generator-powered cell sites that can replace or enhance network coverage and capacity in each area, as well as drones and fixed-wing aircraft that can provide service from the sky above. And we complement these portable assets with 1,000 portable generators and a comprehensive refueling program. And it's also important to note Verizon has increased our investment of an additional $149 million in response to pandemic-related population increases. So since January 2020, the busy hour traffic, though, has increased fivefold. And these investments in data throughout the network will support and first responders in this upcoming hurricane season.
Diane, you speak about the Florida area and the South where hurricanes are very prevalent this time of the year. What about other parts of the country and smaller markets? Let's say someplace in Iowa, that's a small city. Do they also have access to this kind of technology that Verizon offers?
Absolutely. We have a Verizon first response, frontline response team that provides on-demand emergency assistance during crisis situations to public agencies and emergency first responders. And I can share with you a story from, you know, the Marshall Fire in Colorado in December, which it destroyed 1,000 homes and burned over 6,000 acres. The Verizon Frontline Response Team supported the agencies there with network extenders, wireless routers, in-building cellular repeaters, and mobile hotspots, and supported the Red Cross efforts in the area. And it's important to note that this support is always offered at no cost to the local agencies to help enhance communication capability across the footprint wherever the storm is impacted, whether it be Iowa, Colorado, or, you know, any part of the country.
That's great. What about this V2V Employee Relief Fund and community grants that are offered to rebuild after a storm? Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, when times are tough, family always has your back. And the V2V Employee Relief Fund is a charity that provides aid for Verizon employees that get displaced from their homes due to a natural or personal emergency such as a fire, flood, or severe weather event. And the grants are used towards food, clothing, shelter, and other necessities during disasters. And, you know, we have plenty of additional information about grants on the Verizon.com website. So visit us there.
You talk about all the things that the Verizon is doing to enhance the safety and the response that is needed by first responders and people in general. Is there anything that a consumer or a business can do? Or are we kind of just continuing our service knowing that you got our back for all intents and purposes?
Well, we've definitely got your back. But it's always important to make sure that you keep your devices dry during, you know, wet events like flooding or hurricanes, that you keep your devices fully charged, and that you download useful apps such as free weather, news, and safety-related apps to your smartphone in advance so you have information at your fingertips.
Wow, that sounds great. The, as we mentioned in the introduction, the 2022 hurricane season, which started on June 1st, by NOAA predicts that there will be, again, above normal hurricane season for the seventh consecutive year. That's pretty intense. Now, Diana, where can we go for more information on this and more so that we can be prepared, because we never know when Mother Nature is going to strike. She's quite a lady.
Just visit us at Verizon.com.
That sounds great.
Lots of information there for the community.
We appreciate you joining us, and please come back and join us again. We just can't stop disseminating more information on this very important subject. So come back and join us again and let us know the updates that you have, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Diana. Stay safe.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, Diana Scudder has been our guest. She is the Vice President of Global Operations. Big job for Verizon Wireless. And we're talking about the upcoming hurricane season. As I mentioned before, it kicked off this past June 1st, and it's supposed to be a doozy, another one from the seventh consecutive year. And I know a lot of times people hear about hurricanes and bad weather, and they equate it with the southeast. But boy, I tell you something, when that season comes, nobody is protected. It's a rare occasion that it just hits one section of the country without sometimes going up to the northern part or north central part of our country. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-777. 1-800-926-1630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of the month, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And my guests include singer, actor, man of many, many, many talents, and that's John Davidson, Kyle Petty from NASCAR. NBC takes over coverage of that this coming Sunday. Comedian Dustin Nickerson talking about summer travel with Laura Bloom. From the pawn shop, Rick Harrison, Tim Kennedy with a new book about what it's like to go through a great deal as a Green Beret, Scars and Stripes, Baratunde Thurston, and also to Diana Scudder. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we'll do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.